CSS mit Let's Make Love and Listen to Death from Above auf Flux FM. Und wer beim Liebe machen gern Death from Above 1979 gehört hat, der musste ja bis vor circa 5 Wochen auf das Debüt des kanadischen Duos You're a Woman, I'm a Machine zurückgreifen, das 2004 erschienen war. Jetzt sind die beiden verrückten Kanadier zurück mit Album Nummer 2, The Physical World. Heute Abend spielen sie im Cassiopeia, jetzt sind die beiden Chefs der Kapelle erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über eine gesund gewachsene Distanz zum Phänomen Death from Above. Wir reden über den durchaus frechen Produzenten Dave Sardy, der die Jungs während der LP-Produktion wohl ganz schön gefordert hat. Wir sprechen über das Erwachsenwerden, kontrollierbare Egos und vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, aber sage ich nochmal Hello Sebastian and Jesse, welcome Death from Above.
Hello.
Thank you. That was a beautiful beginning for this interview. How are you doing? Where are you coming from today?
Hamburg.
Hamburg.
How was that?
Oh, it was great.
Sweaty.
Sweaty?
Real sweaty.
What does it say in German? Sweaty.
Schwitzig is what they say.
Yeah.
Schwitzig.
Have a schwitz.
Yeah, it's good for your health to have a schwitz here and there.
So I'm schwitzing right now, you know?
Yeah, me too, but just a little
schwitzy.
Bit. So, is it good to be back on tour? Are you enjoying it already, or do you have to get used to it again? Because you've
can never get used to it. You can't get used to taking bong hits of other men's farts and sleeping in a moving coffin.
Don't you think one can? I think one can get used to so many things.
And today on the bus, I was better at it.
Yeah, we get better at it.
I was imagining other rock bands in the same situation and imagining like Joshua Homme from Queens in that tiny bathroom, you know? Not that he's much bigger than we are, but, you know, that's the visual you have is this giant person in this tiny little thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi.
Hi. He's a big guy. Yeah, he's big. Actually, Joshua Homme is how you pronounce him. That's
he's like me if you pressed Apple Plus a bunch of times.
more modern devices, you can swipe your 2 fingers across the screen.
Yes, yeah.
And then you will have a Josh Homme version
of
you.
Look at this.
Oh, he's going bigger.
And here I am.
Totally impressive, man.
Usually I just wipe my 2 fingers on Jesse.
This is him, basically. Yeah. Yeah. But like this.
Yeah.
Elvis.
And I like the impression of Joshua Homme's size on the radio because everyone can follow us.
Listen, I'm really good at the radio.
Imagine yourself at home.
You guys can just
bigger.
Look at this diagram I've got here and you'll see I've just explained everything.
Yeah. Look at your own genitals and imagine them much larger and those are his genitals.
That's a good way to actually explain the whole thing.
And red. Also red. Yeah. If you're not.
In red.
Yeah. In red.
Oh, boy.
Before we talk about genitals too much, let's talk about...
That's been 2 times so far.
Let's talk about your LP a little bit. The second LP, The Physical World, has come out in September here in Germany. And I've read that you guys had to realize that your band Death From Above has grown into something big, into an entity of its own, something that you're only part of.
It sounds very eloquent.
Yeah.
Can you answer all these questions for us?
How helpful was looking at DFA... 1979 as if it was a third person for this record.
It was essential for this record.
Mm-hmm. It is a third person.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing that we learned is that as we became a band again, we realized, well, the band still existed for many people when we weren't there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we vanished. And then when we came back, we had this reverence for this thing that we'd done, which maybe initially we didn't because we were too in the midst of it. But, it was very important.
If you want to hear what we do when we don't sound like Death From Above, we both have other projects that you can listen to.
I really think it was an important thing to see that thing as a third person that has grown and is more important than you, the both of your egos maybe.
Yeah.
And then you were able to basically listen back to the old stuff and it was okay to sound or to emulate that sound maybe again.
Well, we don't have to emulate it. We just do.
Yeah,
we just play
but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
There was no reason for changes or trying out something completely different.
Well, we did
after
that
realizing
too, but we did that and it sounded exactly the same. So.
That's the truth. I mean, we tried very hard to sound different and it's
another reason
exactly
why we're the AC/DC of punk rock.
Yeah, but I think if you have that third person and you realize that there is a third person, the way you treated that third person was to treat her or it with respect.
I prefer let's refer to the band as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A beautiful woman with just curvy hips.
Oh, just look at her right now.
Mm. I can see her.
Yeah, I've got a picture of her here as well next to my diagrams.
Now, before we talk too much about diagrams, before we have a closer look at the graphics, Death from Above brought into the studio. Let's listen to another song.
Today.
Death from Above. Death from Above 1979 mit dem schönen Stückchen Crystal Ball, ein Auszug aus ihrer neuen LP The Physical World, die erschienen ist im September 2014. That really sounds beautiful, that song that we've just listened to.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's produced in a real nice way, because it sounds a bit bigger than the debut, but it's not too big, it's not overproduced, and that's the job Dave Sardi has done quite
well. His job is to pretend like he's not overproducing.
Yes. His job is to apparently to overproduce the hell of it, but then scale back to avoid sounding like it.
Okay. So he's
good at that, though. That's why we went to him.
Yeah, and it was a reason for you to work with him. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of stuff that he'd done, and I thought he did a good job of not overproducing.
Yeah,
and but things sounded good, and you could hear everything in the song.
Yeah,
and
it's just very. It differs from job to job, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sound. That's something that makes a good producer.
Well, he's a mixer first. Like he's done so much mixing, and he mixes more than he produces. So we knew that in the end.
Yeah,
I don't think we could have made a better choice for a Hollywood producer.
No.
but the thing is that I've read that he's kind of like a. Like that producer who can be pretty demanding, right? And he was like talking to you guys and saying things like, could you please stop playing that riff and showing off while playing it or something like that?
Yes.
Could Sebastian please sing like the old Sebastian on the first record? I mean, that's hard stuff to hear from a producer, isn't it?
Those are things that were said. And our response was, of course, fuck you, more or less. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
He's aware of that, though. He'll come in the room and he goes, you're gonna hate me,
and then starts saying,
and you can tell me to fuck myself, but then he says it and then you go, all right, okay,
fuck you, I'm hating you right now.
No, it's okay, I'll do it.
I can totally imagine that. No, I mean, in the first
profusely
your first
shifting.
Reaction it's gotta be like, what's wrong with this guy? I'm not the Sebastian from 10 years ago anymore. I can't be. I have to kill this producer.
My first thought was, I'm not showing off. This is just how I play. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm showing off, but I am that proficient.
Yeah.
My first thought was, no, never mind. That's it.
No, but now
it'll be disparaging.
But the thing is, it kind of helped you to even get bigger and better, right?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. His there's a method to his madness.
Mm. There's a lot of madness,
but a method to it. Small method.
Maybe as a band, you develop a method for dealing with his madness as you go. And somewhere in the middle, you make a record.
I've met people from other bands that have made records with him.
Yeah.
And some of the guys are like, oh, man, yeah, he's awesome. You're going to have such a great time. And other guys are like, fuck that guy, man.
Never again.
Like, same band, two different guys.
Yeah. But would you say, because you had a long break from your band. The whole thing started when you were in your 20s. Now you're in your 30s. Mm-hmm. Do you think that...
50s.
That being in your 50s...
If you could see us right now, radio, you would know. It's real clear in the day.
That this... helps with going on with that career, because I have the feeling that one's ego is growing into a more healthy kind of size when one is in his 30s.
Yeah.
In the 20s, it's like, it's my world.
Do you mean by massive, like, just ridiculous?
I don't know. You're going to answer that question.
Did it help that we're old?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it, man. So we're gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah,
or stop.
So you just there's only one answer to that.
You just pretend that it helped. I think that's okay for all of us.
As long as we're still above ground, we're doing okay.
Yeah. Okay, I think so too.
Yeah.
Wer heute Abend Death from Above sehen möchte, hier in Berlin in einem schönen Cassiopeia, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Ich habe nämlich noch ein paar Tickets übrig. 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, wenn man durchkommt. Der steht auf der Gästeliste. For Death from Above 1979 heute Abend im Cassiopeia. Thanks, guys, for listening to me.
Bitte.
And I hope I'll see you sooner. Sooner than in like 2024.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay.
That'll be a fun interview.
Goodbye, people. Hier ist Trainwreck 1979 nochmal zu hören. Von der Platte The Physical World, die heute vorgestellt wird. Im Cassiopeia für Tickets 030 2000 9000. Bye, bye.